Luke chapter 8. Afterward, he went throughout every city and village, preaching and bringing the good news of the kingdom of Elohim. With him were the 12. And some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Miriam, called Magdalene, from whom 7 devils had come out. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, who supported him with their possessions. When a large multitude had gathered together and people were coming to him from every city, he told this parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on a rock. And as soon as it sprang up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. Yet some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other seed fell on good ground and sprang up and yielded 100 times the amount sown. When he had said these things, he cried out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples asked him, "What might this parable mean?" He said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of Elohim, but to others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable means this: the seed is the word of Elohim. Those along the path are those who hear. Then comes the devil, who takes away the word from their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root, for they believe for a while, then in the time of temptation fall away. That which fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the seed on the good ground are those who, having heard the word, keep it in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. No one, when he lights a candle, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a candlestick, that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and revealed. Take heed therefore how you hear. For whoever has, to him will be given. And whoever has not, from him will be taken even what he thinks he has. Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but could not reach him because of the multitude. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you." He answered them, "My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of Elohim and do it." One day he went into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they launched out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. Then a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water, and were in danger. They came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" Being afraid, they marveled, saying to each other, "Who then is this man? He commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." They sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is across from Galilee. When he stepped out on land, a man from the city who had devils for a long time met him. He wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house but in the tombs. When he saw Yeshua, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have you to do with me, Yeshua, Son of the Most High Elohim? I plead with you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. It often had seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles. But he broke the shackles and was driven by the devil into the wilderness. Yeshua asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," because many devils had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to go out into the abyss. There was a large herd of swine feeding on the mountain. They begged him to permit them to enter them, and he permitted them. Then the devils went out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and reported it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened, and came to Yeshua, and found the man from whom the devils had departed sitting at the feet of Yeshua, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. Those who had seen it told them how he who had been possessed by devils was healed. Then the whole multitude from the surrounding country of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. So he went into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the devils had departed asked him if he could stay with him. But Yeshua sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house, and tell what great things Elohim has done for you." So he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Yeshua had done for him. When Yeshua returned, the multitude gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Then a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell down at Yeshua's feet and begged him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. As he went, the people crowded him. And a woman having a hemorrhage for 12 years, who had spent all her living on physicians, but could not be healed by anyone, came behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. And immediately her hemorrhage dried up. Yeshua said, "Who touched me?" When everyone denied it, Peter and those who were with him said, "Master, the multitudes are pressing against you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Yeshua said, "Someone touched me, for I perceive that power has gone out from me." When the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling. And falling down before him, she declared to him before all the people why she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. Then he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone from the synagogue ruler's house came, saying to Jairus, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But when Yeshua heard it, he answered him, "Do not fear. Only believe, and she will be made well." When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, John, and James, and the father and mother of the girl. All wept and mourned for her. But he said, "Do not weep. She is not dead but sleeping." They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he put them all outside and took her by the hand and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. And he told them to give her food. Her parents were astonished, but he commanded them to tell no one what had happened.